And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of July, 2012. It was 75 years ago today, 1937. Amelia Earhart was last heard from somewhere over the Pacific. She and her navigator, Fred Noonan, had set off in May from Miami to fly around the world in a Lockheed Electrum. They'd completed all but about 7,000 miles of the trip, landed in New Guinea. There were U.S. Coast Guard ships in place to help guide them to their next stop, the tiny Howland Island. Weather cloudy, rainy when they left New Guinea. Earhart communicated to the Coast Guard cutter Itasca, "We must be on you, but we cannot see you. Fuel is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We're flying at 1,000 feet. Her last transmission about an hour later was, "We are running north and south." The government sent 9 ships, 66 aircraft to search for the downed plane. And this month, 75 years later, a new search team will use robotic submarines to comb the area where they think the Electra went down. It's the birthday of Hermann Hesse, born in Calf, Germany, 1877. When he was in his 30s, he started studying Eastern religions, took a trip to India, and wrote his novel Siddhartha about the early life of the Gautama Buddha. Hermann Hesse, who said, "The world is not imperfect or slowly evolving along a path to perfection. No, it is perfect at every moment. Every sin already carries grace in it." It's the birthday of singer-songwriter Greg Brown, born in Fairfield, Iowa, 1949. His father was a Pentecostal preacher, his mother an English teacher who played electric guitar. Greg Brown, who's recorded 24 albums, including songs of innocence and experience, poems by William Blake set to music. It was 50 years ago today, 1962, the first Walmart store opened for business in Rogers, Arkansas. It's called Walmart Discount City. Sam Walton hired as few employees as he could, paid them as little as he could, and tried to keep unions out. He said it was his way of making sure that his working-class consumers could get goods at a reasonable price. Put his first stores in rural areas to avoid competition with Kmart and Sears, and Walmart is now the world's largest corporation, its annual revenues higher than Switzerland's gross national product. Here's a poem for today by Archibald MacLeish, New England Weather. Hay time, when the Boston forecast calls for haying weather hot and fair. Conway people stick to garden chores and nod toward nightfall at the cemetery. That's where Sumner Boyden's lying now. And Sumner always told the town, if Boston promised shine, you'd better count on showers long toward evening with your hay crop lost. He meant, no man can tell the weather anywhere but where he's from. You have to have the whole of it together, bred in your bones, the way the wind shifts come, how dust feels on a hay fork handle, days when there'll be thunder up for sure, and how the swallows skim the cattle stand, when blue stays blue and even clover cures. He knew the Conway signs, and when the Boston forecast didn't, team went back to stalls, and chances were by 4:30 at most, we'd hear the thunder up toward Shelburne Falls. It wasn't luck. New England weather breeds New Englanders. That changing sky is part of being born and drawing breath and dying, maybe, where you're meant to die. New England Weather by Archibald MacLeish, from his collected poems published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.